The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
Welcome aboard to the show. We are the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday is to provide you with the right playbook, if you will, to stack your business with the most comprehensive, affordable, and effective tools to help lead, assist, and eventually lead your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, a large business, car dealership, you're a franchise owner, or you're an entrepreneur and you're thinking about launching a business, or you've already launched it and you're really pulling your hair out and you need some help, we are here to help. We will coach you through every play. We offer up ideas about financing, team building, website tips, marketing, advertising. The Sport of Winning will coach you to success. Today we are on a recorded call, but if you have any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Videobroadcastservices.com is our business. A little bit about us. We are an exclusive marketing firm, and one of the tools that we use to lead our clients and ourselves to success, the power of video. But the show is about you, not about us. Let's bring on Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Glad to be here and really excited about today's show topic. I think it's, we've talked a lot about in the past about growing your business and expansion and so on. This really comes right into play with that. And that is, creating a high-performance team and a team that, performs at optimal level and, that really is conducive in how the business is growing and conducive in growing the business.
Right. And one of the topic today is, growing, an effective team, and a powerful team, but also one that works cohesively. I have, kind of my own little thought process on business. And, in terms of creating a high-performance team, I mean, I know in many ways, one of the first things right out of the gate that I think anybody needs to do is you really need to go very, very wide. And much like the dynamics of any workplace, in the 20-plus years that I've owned a business, I've hired hundreds of employees, and, I can really count on maybe one or two hands the amount of employees that really stood out in my mind. Some of them went off to start their own businesses, which a lot of people would say, holy cow, you must have been upset about that. And truthfully, I wasn't. To me, it was really a compliment to me that they learned enough and felt confident enough and they were able to take that skill set and move on and open up another business just like I had. So, no, I wasn't upset about that at all. But in terms of creating a high-performance team, to me, I think sometimes it's very easy to, kind of watch the cream rise to the top. There's many people, in my opinion, that in an organization that are very quick to point out, what's wrong and what's not going right. In terms of like the dialogue, it always seems to come back to, it's either you're focused on solutions or you're focused on problems and challenges. And I always look for the people that are focused on the solutions, but not only focused on them, but actually executing them, or at least trying to execute them. Because to me, it's much like things that are a winning strategy. You have to beta test everything until you find out what the winning formula is. And much like your team, you kind of have to do the same. Kyle, we talk quite a bit about terms of, you know, working with even clients and other people, and you can kind of even kind of look into some of our clients, and you can kind of you just see the ones that stand out, you know, in the crowd in terms of their skill set, their ability to knuckle down and get things done. And, you know, what are some of the things that you think about when you think about building a powerful high-performance team?
I mean, it's really, as you mentioned earlier, it's really about watching the cream rise to the top. And, you know, we've experienced some of that, in growing our business and, really looking out for employees that and team builders that really shine and, like you said, are solution-orientated people, because every business, no matter what your niche is, no matter what your industry is, no matter where you're at in your growth cycle, every business is going to experience some type of hiccups or some challenges. And so you want to make sure, I think that's the most important thing, is making sure that you have a team that recognizes the challenges, but that comes to the table with solutions and not just problems. Because there's a lot of people out there that love to just point out problems and don't offer any solutions. And you and I have talked in the past, several times where, those who complain the most contribute the least. And I really think that that's true. I mean, that's true in business life, that's true in personal life, and in all aspects. And so it's really important that, I think when you're looking for a high-performance team, one that's that wants to grow the business, that they're coming to the table, there are people that are motivated by solutions. I mean, they recognize problems, but they're motivated by the solutions and are quick to implement, the solutions to help the business grow and perform, at its best levels.
Right. And I also think you have to find people that are interested in what you do. You know, it's an old cliche, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And I do subscribe to that. But there's always tasks within the business that are not so much fun. You know, when I think back of Google, they started in a garage kind of a little secret, if you will, that a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners know, is that you have to have a harmonious circle within your business. And what I mean by that, if you can think of 10 people sitting around a conference table, and you have, 9 people that are, uplifting, motivating, and really, into what they're doing and love what they do and looking for ways to grow the business, looking for new ideas, looking at the challenges as a way to solidify, your next step within the business. Sometimes challenges rear their ugly head to really provide you with a stronger foothold for the business. And I always think to myself, when you look at something that doesn't work or, didn't live up to your expectations, it allows you to kind of go back to the drawing board to find out, your hits or misses. And it's really a beta test. Every successful business will tell you that their failures were where they had the best opportunity to create a much more solid foundation to the business. It's not a bad thing. It's certainly not a bad thing. But then if on your team you have people that are negative, belittle other people or constantly tear other people down, when you think of that harmonious circle and you have someone like that, in some cases you may have a few people like that, all that really does is divert the energy from that harmonious circle. If you do not have everybody in a harmonious circle of a mindset that, of where the business needs to go, all that is going to do is if you can think of an extension cord, and you've cut it in half, and then you try to plug it in, you're going to have that diversion of energy going out. And I really subscribe to that. And I think that it's really, really important. It's not to say that, everybody has to be, holly jolly all the time. I mean, things do come up, but I think for the most part, you have to look at your business with an amount of love and appreciation, and it's work. The bottom line is what it comes down to is it's work, and it's consistent work, and it's daily work. And, it's one of those things where you really have to, you have to knuckle down day after day, week after week, month after month, until, you hit it. Startups typically take 3 to 5 years, and a lot of times you'll see little, small pockets of success until you really hit the the mother lode, if you will, in terms of, you know, where your business really hits that critical mass, where you it that tipping point, if you will. But a lot of times, you know, when you do have a negative diversion coming out of that harmonious circle of people that are really working for the common goal, it can really have a debilitating, almost paralyzing effect on your business. And sometimes you have to kind of, you know, weed it out, or, you know, try to mend it, if you will. Kyle, what are some of the other things that either entrepreneurs or people that are within their business that, you know, what are some of the hallmarks of a real successful business in terms of, you know, their winning team?
Well, like what you were saying before is, you know, everyone is on board for the growth of the business, and everyone understand. I mean, any business that you're in or that you're doing is going to have, you know, the mundane tasks or the tasks that, you know, that are less exciting. But anyone that's, you know, interested and excited about the growth of the company, like you said, you know, you'll never work a day in your life. And so you've got to have a team that works cohesively together, you know, so like we mentioned before, solution-orientated, is willing to do the things that are necessary, you know, to continue to grow that business, and to continue to push that business forward, and to bring solutions and opportunities to the business, you know, for growth, for expansion, for for improvement of products and services, so that you're always, you know, bringing the latest, most cutting edge, you know, products and services that you can to your consumers, and that you're exceeding their expectations, and that you have a team that is interested and excited about exceeding customer expectations, and when you have that team working together harmoniously, the business can't help but expand.
Exactly, and you really have to, you know, pay attention to the. Some people that are, you know, constantly, you know, negative and whatnot. And I always say you can really find out when you're interviewing people if money's their motivator, or whether or not they're truly passionate about being part of a team and an organization and growing a business. And I think a lot of them, you know, are pretty easily sifted out through that. And a lot of times I think Ty Bennett talks about this a lot in his motivational speeches, is that, you know, you're either looking for a way or you're finding an excuse, and you know, really excuses, you know, can only go on for so long. But day-to-day stuff, you know, in terms of working the business and getting it to where you need to be, really is the way to go. And you've got to have a team in that, within that harmonious circle, that is committed to the ultimate goal that you are in terms of growing it. And just from a standpoint, you know, a lot of, you know, business owners, you know, it's so... To me, the level of talent that's out there right now is so competitive that you really have to be someone that stands out amongst the crowd in terms of being, you know, recruited for that great business, that next Google, if you will. And yeah, it's one of those things that you really have to you have to be committed to it. And you know, being committed is much different than, you know, experimenting with it, if you will. Anything else before we close, Kyle?
No, those are, I mean, everything that we've mentioned is good things. I mean, hopefully, you know, some business owners that are listening to today's show, they have the team already in play that we've talked. If not, you know, they've been given some nuggets of wisdom or information that they can, you know, evaluate and look at and see if there needs to be, you know, some changes on their end in terms of making and building a more cohesive and high-performing team.
Right. Well, again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Clouds. We hope that you found this topic and information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, we are compiling a nice little list of guests for you, and I think you'll like some of the guests we're going to have and some of the information that they have for our listeners. Please contact us at 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, our goal here each weekday is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day and a great week.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts. Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan, the Haddad Auto Group in beautiful Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru and Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services provided with video, with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, and more. Call 888-996-9697.